But we'll start off in sports with the NBA yesterday. The Nets fell to the Golden State Warriors 117-99. Today, the Celtics take on the Hawks at 7:30. The Nets take on the Cavaliers. That is at 7:30. And the Knicks take on the Magic at 7:30. And tomorrow, see if any of our local teams are in action. They are not. Now, when you take a look at the standings in the NBA, once again, the Wizards in the East are in first place, 10-3. The Nets are in third place at 10-5. The Knicks are in sixth place at 8-6. Those are the local teams, of course, that we talk about. And the Celtics are in ninth place at 7-7. That's a take a look at the East. Let's go to the National Hockey League from last night. The Panthers down the Islanders 6-1. The Rangers over the Canadiens 3-2. And those were the only local teams in action yesterday in the National Hockey League. Tomorrow, the Rangers will take on the Maple Leafs at 7. The Devils take on the Panthers at 7. And on Friday, the Devils take on the Lightning at 4 o'clock. The Islanders take on the Flames at 7 o'clock. The Bruins take on the Flyers at 7 o'clock on Saturday. In the standings for our local teams that we know and love, we'll start off in the Atlantic Division. The Bruins stand at 8-5. They have played 13 games, which is three or four less than most of the teams that are ahead of them. Their points, they have accumulated 16. The two top teams, the Panthers and the Maple Leafs, each have 42 points. Taking a look at the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are in third place. They have 23 points, 1 point out of first place. The Rangers are 10-3-3. The Devils are 7-4-3. They have amassed a total of 17 points. The Islanders, surprise, surprise, are 5-6. And they only have 29 points. They're in last place in the Metropolitan Division. That is a surprise. And the Devils are also a surprise. And to be quite honest with you, as a Ranger fan, the Rangers are playing extremely well this year after they stunk up the joint last year. In sports of other sorts, retired NFL player Brett Favre missed a deadline to pay over $220,000 in interest on welfare money he was paid for a public speaking contract he did not fulfill. Wow. Auditor Shad White said he's turning the matter over to the state attorney general's office a month after sending a demand letter to Favre. White said the attorney general is in charge of enforcing unmet auditor's demands. Favre is not facing criminal charges, but the leader of the organization that paid him is awaiting trial in one of Mississippi's largest embezzlement cases. The Associated Press left a phone message for Favre at his Mississippi business office. He did not immediately respond, and that he did not immediately respond also on Twitter. There's a feud going on there, and there's got to be more information than just that. There's got to be, you would hope anyways. But I guess one never knows. Second week in a row, I think, that Tony Romo, or second week out of 3 weeks, is under fire for comments, this time for making comments about Aaron Rodgers during the Packers-Seahawks broadcast. He was criticized on social media again for defending Aaron Rodgers over the fallout from his vaccine status. He applauded Rodgers for taking responsibility over misleading fans about the vaccine status when he told reporters in August that he had been immunized against COVID-19. Romo said, quote, "I'm glad he did that. I'm glad he took responsibility," end quote. "I'm glad he said that he misled people, and I think that's the biggest thing, you know. It's a polarizing issue, but I can promise you he felt the weight of it in the last few weeks. It's something that he's not thinking about anything else, and it's been no mistake. It's a very challenging week for him." Hey, once again, I have much ado about nothing there. You know? Much ado about nothing. That's all I've got to say. Latest college football playoff rankings. The top four college teams remain intact in the places they were. And the release looks like this. Georgia is number one. Number two is Alabama. Number three is Oregon. Number four is Ohio State. Cincinnati won over South Florida. They stayed put at the number five slot. Both Michigan and Michigan State came at number six and seven in the rankings. Oklahoma dropped from number eight to number 13 after a loss to Baylor on Saturday. That was the team's first loss of the year after a season full of close calls. They fell five spots and are now outside the top 10. Baylor jumped up to number 11 and is the second highest ranked team from the Big 12. The highest ranked team from the Big 12 is now number 9, Oklahoma State, which moved up one spot after blowing out TCU 63-17 this past weekend. There you go. That is our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.